Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
506 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. I know the anticipation has been building. Every year, Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard and I do this fundraising for the Special Olympics of Virginia. Right, ties in with Sheriff Leonard and his team, the Super Sickles, doing their polar plunge out in Virginia Beach. And the first year that it happened, Carl, God bless him, ate some deadly chip. He survived, but I don't think he was happy about it. And then the next year, he roped me into it, then we got roped in again, and this year apparently there's more roping going on, and that might be what the challenge is this year. I'm not exactly sure. Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard is joining us. Carl, welcome, my friend. Welcome.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate you having me today, and I'm excited to move forward with our announcement for the DARE for this year's Polar Plunge to try to raise those funds for the almost 20,000 athletes of the Special Olympics Virginia.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting now. The one year we got matching tattoos, Special Olympics of Virginia tattoos. Mike Ivey out at Journey's End Tattoo Studio, Anderson Highway in Powhatan, actually wound up donating those. God bless him. And we did those. We did a live broadcast on Facebook. And then last year we walked across fire. And then because that wasn't enough, we walked across the fire a second time. You remember that?
Oh, I remember, and I've got scars to prove it. And, you know, and the key to this is we do live stream all of these dares. You might think getting a tattoo is simple, but when you're there under the camera and everybody's watching every grimace on your face, it's a whole different thing. So, you know, I appreciate you joining for this. I got another one this year, and quite honestly, I'm already at a high anxiety level, and more so than the walking on fire.
Really? Now, I should let everybody know. Here's what I know so far. I know that thanks to Dave Saunders and Wendell and the team at the Texas Inn right here in Richmond, we're going to be doing it at the Texas Inn, which is also the home of the Jeff Katz hot dog. And 50 cents out of every hot dog there goes to the Special Olympics of Virginia. So, I mean, we got a good location.
We do, and a good partner in the Texas Inn, and we're actually hoping to bring in another local Richmond favorite in the near future, and we'll make that announcement down the road.
Okay.
But it's a good start to be at the Texas Inn with our friends there, and you know, that's where we're going to carry out this this challenge in early March.
Okay. So, well, you're the guy who comes up with these, I don't want to say harebrained schemes, because that sounds so negative, but you come up with these harebrained schemes. What are we cooking this year?
So, well, I'm glad you said cooking, because it all involves food.
Okay.
And, you know, we've always had a our limit at 15,000 for me to do the challenge and 20,000 for you to do the challenge.
Yeah.
This year we're going to add a third level at 25,000. So if we can raise $15,000 for Special Olympics, Virginia, for the Polar Plunge of Virginia Beach, I will be taking a second plunge in the parking lot of the Texas Inn into a pool full of mayonnaise. And if we could get 20,000,
yeah,
the illustrious Jeff Katz will also be taking his plunge into a pool full of mayonnaise. And what I mean plunge is totally submerged under the mayonnaise.
Whoa, no, wait a minute. I do believe that our initial arrangement was that, you know, my delicate feet, which barely made it through the firewalk, you know, like those delicate Fred Flintstone feet, I thought I was just dunking a little toe in there. I got to go under the mayo?
We're talking total submersion in a swimming pool full of mayonnaise.
Oh. Next thing you're going to tell me, I'm going to take a lap in the pool, too.
We're going to take a lap in the pool. We're also going to have probably a cat's dog from Texas Inn provided to us to submerge in the mayonnaise and then consume.
This is getting less and less appetizing, and yet it's involving some of my favorite food groups, hot dogs and mayonnaise.
Well, the third part of this is also a food challenge.
Now, I am reviewing my notes, Sheriff, and I see two issues here. One involved mayo, one involved hot dogs. What is number three, then?
You like fish, don't you, Jeff?
I do love fish. Yes, I do.
So if we hit $25,000 in donations for the Virginia Beach Polar Plunge, we're going to be doing the Sir Stroming Challenge. The Sir Stroming Challenge is a fermented herring challenge, which if you Google it, you will see a number of videos that are very descriptive and all sickening to the core. Sir Stroming is out of Sweden, and it has been called the most putrid food smell in the world.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so just so everybody knows, I have now pulled up for the first time on my little Google here, Sir Stroming. I only got the first three letters, and it just started filling it in with... I'm going to just share some of this. It is so disgusting, and the cans bulge. That's how fermented it is. It has to be opened underwater. But don't tell me, let me guess, under mayonnaise is your idea, isn't it?
No, sir. We're going to open it on the table, not under any water or under any mayonnaise. We're going to open it in the open. And it is under pressure, and it does tend to spew once you just pierce it just a little bit to put the can opener in.
Oh.
It's under such pressure, Jeff, you're not allowed to ship these on planes. And I'm actually having one sent to me from Sweden. It's going to be here by ship. It's not available in the U.S. because of FDA. But it is not illegal. I want to make that perfectly clear. It's not illegal. It's just not allowed to be sold in the USA because of the way it's produced. And that's being shipped to me right now. And I've watched many videos. I encourage everybody to look at the videos. Nobody gets past the opening of the can, yet alone eating the fish, which you and I will do for $25,000.
Carl, I got to tell you, all right, well, I want everybody to know, it is known for strong odors similar to rotting cheese mixed with vinegar. Other folks describe it as rotten eggs, rotten cheese, or just, quote, flat out foul sewage.
Yeah, what sounds bad about that, Jeff?
And we're supposed to eat it. Now, tell me again, we have to raise, what was it, $12 million before we did this?
Well, we'll do some other stuff for $12 million, but for $25,000, we're going to do that. And, you know, it is a strong smell, and it is putrid at best, and I'm already stressing over this. You know, so if we get to $24,999, I will be okay. I will not be disappointed. But if we hit $25,000 and you and I are going to eat a piece of this fish,
wow.
And again, I encourage everybody just to Google this and look at the videos. I've yet to see anybody get past opening the can.
Yeah, And let's not kid ourselves. You mentioned that it has a tendency to, quote, spew when the can opens. I'm looking at a few videos here, Carl. It's not just the can that seems to have a tendency to, quote, spew.
No. And again, we're going to be doing this live stream video, and it probably will be the worst video we have done to date.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's no probably. I'm telling you right now, this is just, why are we doing this again? Oh, right, Special Olympics and great people there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
20,000 Special Olympic athletes of Virginia. That's why we do it.
Oh, well, I do love Special Olympics of Virginia, and I love the Special Olympics athletes, great people, Special Olympians. Oh, I honestly, you know, they pay me to talk here. I don't know what the heck to say.
What I would say is don't watch too many videos.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Is there a way to prep for this? Like, so everybody knows, you were able to prep for that, was it, the Packy One Chip Challenge? You just ate progressively hotter and spicier chips. And then the year that we did the matching Special Olympics tattoos, you know, we could take a paperclip and poke ourselves a couple of thousand times to get ready. And then last year with firewalking, I mean, that was easy. I turned on the grill and I held my feet near it. I got it. But I don't know that I want to practice and prep by exposing myself to sewage on a regular basis for the next couple of months.
I don't know how you prep yourself for this. I just think you got to do it. And again, when you see these videos, nobody gets past just the simple opening of, not even opening the can, just piercing the can to open it. And it takes most people out at that point. But we're going to eat a piece of this fish for $25,000 and film it live. And we started collecting these donations.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is the first time in years where I'm thinking, I don't know that I'm going to ask people to donate. I'm going to tell them to find some other polar plunge team instead of yours. I mean, oh, my goodness. When do we start getting people to donate?
Well, we can donate now. The page has been open. It's very easy to get to. Okay. You can either Google Virginia Beach Polar Plunge or simply type in polarplunge.com. Okay. It's a very user-friendly site. Once you get to this location,
by the way,
yes, very easy. So once you go to polarplunge.com, it'll say find your location. Just click on Virginia Beach. Yep. You'll see a donate button. When you hit the donate button, it'll say, do you want to donate to anybody in particular? Just type in the name Carl Leonard. That's a K-A-R-L Leonard, and make your donation. And we can start raising money today. The plunge is actually on February 7th. We have till February 7th to raise this money. Okay. And the overall goal this year for Special Olympics Virginia is $1.6 million. And this is the number one fundraiser for Special Olympics Virginia every year. It's a great event. It's a tax-deductible donation for a real good cause. This money does go to the athletes, to not only their activities, their sporting events, but also to their health in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, part of their health is keeping them away from Sir Stroming cans of sewage is part of it, I'm just going to say. Let me say this. You mentioned the tax deductible thing, and that's an important part of this. Folks, right now, as we're getting near to the end of the year, may be looking for a really good tax deduction for this year. And then right after the first of the year, you could actually donate again, lock that in for the next tax year. You could do yourself a world of a good, as well as helping out Special Olympics and cause both Carl and myself to be embarrassing live on Facebook. I mean, it will be humiliating in many ways. And, you know, people like that about this, don't they?
Well, just the fact that we'll be covered in mayonnaise isn't enough. So we're going to be subjecting ourselves to having some really good reactions to this surstroming challenge. So I'll post the links on my page. I know you'll share them on yours. So
yes,
you'll have the link, direct links to make the donations. I appreciate everybody. This community has always been very supportive and very happy with the Richmond region and all their support for Special Olympics.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, you and I both came to Central Virginia from elsewhere, and I don't think either one of us would think about leaving for a second. That's how much we love this community.
Absolutely. I've been working in this community for 44 years now. I love it here, and I'm talking the whole Richmond region, not just Chesterfield.
No, it's a collection of great human beings. That's something that becomes clearer and clearer every day. All right, Carl, I would say that I love you and I'm crazy about this idea, but I would say that you're crazy and I don't love this idea instead, if I were being truthful. I was totally on board with, you know, stepping into mayonnaise over there at the Texas Inn, maybe eating a Jeff Katz hot dog. I thought, hey, you know, it's kind of like an easy, it's like a walk in a mayonnaise-filled park, but... we are going to have professional medical attention, right, in the event that, we're going to need people there just in case this impacts us, sir.
We'll have people there. I had them there for the Packy One Chip Challenge, which, by the way, they've pulled in 2023 because so many people got injured by it. That was 1 year after I did my challenge, by the way. I wish they were a little bit quicker on pulling that.
Yeah.
But we're going to do this challenge. I have confidence in our region to get us to 25,000.
Yep.
And you and I will subject ourselves to probably one of the most disgusting challenges we've ever done.
All right. Well, go ahead. Give everybody the way they donate again. We might as well just jump right into the mayonnaise-filled Sir Stroming Fish Fowl Challenge. Let's do it.
All right. Once again, just Google Virginia Beach Polar Plunge or just put in polarplunge.com. It takes you right to this very user-friendly page. It'll ask you to click on your location. Just click on the Virginia Beach Plunge. Click on the donate button. It's going to ask you, who do you want to donate to? Just put in my name, Carl Leonard, with a K. Also, I'll say this. There's a plunge tomorrow at Pocahontas State Park for the Richmond region. It's a preliminary plunge for the big one in Virginia Beach. If anybody wants to come out and see us do that tomorrow, that's at noon tomorrow at Pocahontas State Park, where we go in the water there. There are several plunges throughout Virginia throughout the course of the year. Of course, it all culminates with the Virginia Beach Plunge, which is the granddaddy of them all, and that's what we're raising money for that one, to get us to do this Sir Stroming Challenge.
I'm thinking I should have just accepted your invitation years ago to do the plunge in Virginia Beach, and none of this stuff ever would have happened, but too late. All right. Carl, I am on board. I don't know what that says about me. I don't know what it says about you, except that we do love our Special Olympics athletes, and apparently we'll do darn near anything to help them out.
Absolutely. And it is for the 20,000 athletes, and that's why we do this. They're very special people to us, and we love working with them, and they bring so much joy to us.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. All right, well, have a fantastic weekend. It's my friend and cohort, Sheriff Carl Leonard from Chesterfield County. He's been doing it far longer than I have, but he's brought me along the last couple of years. You heard it. I'll get it all posted on social media. Go ahead, start making your donations, because it is going to be the most disgusting challenge we've ever done. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.